Hey everybody, this is Sophie. I just wanted to take a minute before the podcast starts to tell you that Melanie and I actually recorded this podcast Monday afternoon, and what we didn't know at the time was that when Melanie woke up Tuesday morning, she would find out that her dear, sweet friend, Jen, had passed away after a long, hard-fought battle with cancer. Melanie just wanted me to let y'all know that she was so good with us going ahead and putting the podcast up, but she just wanted me to put it in context for everybody. I know that y'all will keep her and her friends and Jen's family in your prayers in the days and the weeks to come. It has not been our favorite summer, I'll be real honest, but we're so grateful for y'all and for just having a safe place to live real life in the middle of the hardships and the happiness. So thanks for listening. You're about to hear some fun new podcast theme music, and we appreciate y'all more than you know. And hey, here's a quick PS. This music really is going to be real loud, kind of obnoxious, and loud, and fun. Welcome to the Big Boo Cast, episode 63 with Melanie Schenkel and Sophie Hudson. This week we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of stuff, starting with the Olympics and really kind of ending with how in fall we're our very best selves. You can find show notes on either one of our blogs at my blog, Boo Mama, at boomama.net, or Melanie's blog, Big Mama, at thebigmamablog.com. You can also find either one of us on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or any of the various social media internet thingies. We'd also love for you to subscribe on iTunes. And that's about it. Thanks so much for listening, y'all. Hope you enjoy episode 63. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
So what we didn't hear, but what they heard, is that we have some fancy new theme music.
Oh, I know, which I haven't even heard.
Well,
have I? Was it one of the ones you sent
me? Yeah, it was one of the ones I sent you.
Okay, well, either way, it's delightful. I loved both.
Well, the first one I sent you, I think, was not actually a royalty-free song.
Oh, okay.
And so then the second one was. And so I went back and forth because I was like, I mean, do we want to sound like it's like, you know, like All Skate in 1978? But then I was like, you know, kind of maybe we do.
Well, I was going to say it. That sounds, I don't know what would be wrong with that option.
Sounded like a newscast for 9 years.
Well, yeah. So now it's time for Free Skate.
That's right.
Free Skate. Oh, that's so funny. I know. It's funny how people want royalties and stuff for their music. I'm kind of discovering that, you know, I was telling you I'm getting these book edits back and I did these quotes and like, they're like, well, that's part of a song. And so you're going to have to see about purchasing the rights to, and I'm like, what are we talking about there? Like, are we talking about $5 to purchase to use that snippet, or am I going to have to go find a free quote somewhere on it?
Freequotes.com
is where I need to go. But I'm like, I really want to use that. And I don't feel like Waylon Jennings would have a problem with me using that. God rest his soul.
I don't think Waylon would care, honestly.
I don't think he would either. I think probably for him to get quoted in a Christian book published by Zondervan would be kind of a lane change for him. So, but I don't know. But apparently you have to get approval for all that.
Well, even with the theme music, there's all kinds of licenses, all different licenses. And I got all bogged down in that. I was like, I don't know. So finally I had to ask somebody.
Okay.
And I found out. Yeah, we're fine. Oh. We're covered. We're good.
Okay. We're good. See, and that's the difference because, see, that's where you're like the rule follower and you do it. And I'm like, it'll be fine. Like, number one, what are the odds that anybody's going to read it? Who cares? And number two, I'm like, it'll all work out, you know? And that's how you end up in jail.
That's why I said, I even said when I sent the email, I was like, I know I'm being annoying, but I'm a rule follower. this is all tied into a deep and undetermined fear of the federal government. I want to make sure we're okay.
So. The podcast police are just waiting.
They're waiting.
Yeah.
We're such a threat.
Well, that's it. I mean, the 42 people that listen to this sucker will be like, wait a minute.
Hey, so Olympics, that's a thing.
Oh, I'm so happy about the Olympics. I wish it could just be the Olympics until like November, you know, like, because yes. I feel like I haven't even thought about Trump or Hillary
in
a week. And my patriotism is at an all-time high.
Yes.
You know, I love America. I want to wear all the American-themed clothes. I want to cry. I want to cheer them on, the whole deal. And I'm like, this is so much better than politics.
Now, have you, though? I have had a little bit of, I don't know the right word for it. I've felt a little bit
of envy for the beach volleyball players' bodies.
I felt that. Yes. And
yes.
I've had a little bit of about Rio a little bit though. I guess haven't seen the pictures of maybe how things didn't necessarily get cleaned up.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the problem. Maybe the tinfoil they used in the opening ceremonies.
God love them. I feel like the last couple of Olympics, we've had some trouble maybe just getting the Olympians a place to stay that was ready.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's okay. That's Perry. I'm going to call him back.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. And what is that? Because I'm like, I told you, Bob Costas, I'm worried about that because, you know, Sochi. Oh. And I feel like Rio with that heat and humidity, that could prove to be worse.
I mean, I think Bob's eye is
hanging by a thread.
For sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I did see that somebody tweeted, and I don't know who it was, but I got real tickled that they said that their mom commented and said, Tom Brokaw's starting to look more like George Burns every year. And it's made me so happy because it's kind of true.
That makes me very happy.
I don't know why. It just tickles me. So, yeah, I know. I don't know why. And I mean, the Olympics, I get that we're wanting to like award it to all these different places, but I'm like, hey, why don't we say who actually has the capabilities and the infrastructure to handle this kind of an undertaking?
Yes, ma'am. I actually made a list of countries the other day that I feel like can handle it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I think that, you know how I like to fix something. And
yeah.
And so I was like, okay, let's just be realistic. Mm-hmm. We've got about 8 places in terms of countries that can really handle it. You know, that have the money. I just feel like Australia needs to be up next. I feel like that's a good call. I feel like Australia can handle it. I feel like they've got the infrastructure to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good call.
I don't even know where they are next. Where are they in 2020?
China. Aren't they in China?
China will get it done.
Yeah, I'm not worried about China. It'll be clean. Mm-hmm. I don't know but I can't remember if that's China is where the next summer games are.
Well, now I'm going to have to look.
Where did they have Beijing? Was Beijing summer or winter games? See, I get it all.
I do too.
Messed up. I can't remember. London was the last summer games. We're in Rio.
Okay, Winter Olympics 2018 are in, in China.
Okay, so that's the China one. Okay.
And.
Oh, because Beijing was a summer.
And then, I think that's right. Yes, and then let's see, summer 2020. It's not every podcast where you can sit and listen to somebody Google.
No, it's not. Well,
that's just the kind of preparation that we like.
That's right. We got to figure out. But that people are going to learn something because I bet there's a lot of people that don't know, and now you aren't going to have to Google it yourself.
Okay, Summer Olympics are in Japan, in Tokyo.
Okay, I feel good about that too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel okay about that.
I don't know that I was accurate on my Winter Olympics 2018. Was I?
I think it's China. I know that next, because they were talking about China, because Beijing had a summer and then it's going back to China.
Okay. All right. I feel like we're in great shape here the next 4 years.
I know. I feel like Rio, and no offense, I mean, I feel like the conditions, and because of the contamination, and maybe because of the body parts washing up on the beaches, I don't know, some of that. And then I feel like their opening ceremonies, I really have never felt more like that. The whole thing, they might have well just said, "But look, we have Gisele Bündchen." It was like, "But look, there's Gisele."
But look, Giselle.
Yeah, that was like, that was it. I don't know what the American equivalent of that would be, but it was like, "Look, here is what we have given the world, Gisele Bündchen." And
Well,
that was it.
I think the whole opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies, especially the opening, I mean, a little ridiculous at times. They were always super symbolic, and even they have that little tree this year and that whole thing. But I felt like this year, maybe more than ever, we were at dinner when they were on, and they had TVs on in the place, and I felt like there was a lot of like, ooh, oh, you know.
It was, well, because that one part, it was like they were like dancing, and like the whole stage, it was like the Qbert video game. Remember? It was like just lit up neon squares,
Yes,
which
Qbert.
I loved Qbert.
I
I
loved
texted
Qbert.
somebody during the middle of it, and I said, "This feels to me like what the scene would be if they remade Xanadu in 19, if you had like a Xanadu sequel like in 1986, like it was real neon." I don't know, but the opening games, I love to see the Parade of Nations. That's always fascinating
Yes,
to me. That's the
ma'am.
best part. I really don't care about all the other stuff. But I love that Parade of Nations with all the athletes coming in, because I'm like, what an incredible moment.
Yes, I mean that's the best part. I mean, just to see him come in, just that you've worked so hard, or they've worked so hard. Clearly, I have not worked that hard since I've never marched in an Olympic opening ceremony. But they've worked so hard, and just it's I always get teary-eyed, and it's very touching.
Yeah, I agree. I love it. I mean, to me, the whole thing, I love all the Olympic moments. I love the drama. I love the whole thing. Like last night, we got to see the men win the relay, and that was exciting. And then that sweet boy, he just broke down on the medal stand. And I'm like, see, I feel more patriotic over that than I have over anything in months.
Right. Okay, so I was thinking about this. So if you were to win a medal in something in real life, if you were to, what would be your best shot for an Olympic medal? What would be your best shot in real life?
A Netflix marathon.
Netflix marathon.
If there was something for a Netflix marathon, I've thought about that because I really have thought, because see, I always, when I watch the Olympics and you see everybody, I'm like, man, I really want to get in great shape. Like,
Sure. Yeah.
I want to train for something, except I just don't want to. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to put in the work. What I want is I want a body that looks like a beach volleyball player, but I do not want to do all that.
Well, and I hate to break it to you, but we may have passed our Olympic
Prom.
potential in terms of our ages.
Pretty much. I mean, I'm thinking just shy of my 45th birthday. I don't really see that the Olympics are going to come to call.
Although, isn't there a gymnast who's 41?
Is there a gymnast that's 41? I saw that there was one that was 28, and I thought that was ancient.
I thought Jen Hatmaker mentioned that there was one that was 41. Maybe she was not being literal, and I thought she was being literal.
No, I don't know that there may be one that's 41.
Hold on, Google.
I know. There's a, well, Dana Vollmer swam last night, and she has a baby, but she's like mid-30s, I think.
I guess 41-year-old gymnast Oksana
Stop.
something slay her Olympic vault at 41 years old. Yes, ma'am.
Good night. Well, I don't even know what to say about that.
You know what I thought of, honestly, when I thought, what would I make, what could I win Olympic gold in? You know what came to my mind, honest to goodness, like not even trying to be funny? Potatoes.
The eating and or preparation of.
Of potatoes. I feel like I have a gift.
Or picking out a good snack cracker.
Oh yeah, crackers. I could win one in for sure. I could meddle in crackers, I feel like.
I think that would be good. Yeah, I don't know that I really have realized. I was like, I don't have a lot of like discernible skills.
Sure.
Reading. I could get one in reading.
Yes, you could get one in reading.
Watching Netflix. I could get one in. I used to would have said sleeping, but I don't even sleep that good anymore. I mean, nobody would be envious of my sleep patterns, so that's not even good.
Well,
So,
It's a sad day.
it is a sad day. So, I don't know. I don't think an Olympic medal is in my future.
No, I don't think there's an Olympic medal in my future either, but
No, but
I
that's
will.
okay. I'm so happy. I love watching all the little athletes win, though, because
I do
they've worked
too.
so hard. I'm like, golly, that's and that little Simone Biles. Listen, I've just never seen somebody that's as springy as she is. Just
Just as
as
bendy.
bouncy. Yep. I
Hey,
mean,
speaking of Netflix, which we were just a second ago, if not.
yes.
So you know that I watched Last Chance U over the weekend.
Yes, and I have not seen it yet.
Okay, I want to say this about it real quick. It's Last Chance U. It's at I mean sorry, it's on Netflix. It's just six episodes. I will say from the get-go, the language in it is atrocious. It
Okay.
is some of the worst language I've heard over, and it's not just bad in doses. It's consistently bad throughout the whole thing. But I will say this, it's not gratuitous. It's not scripted. It's just real life.
Yeah.
So this is just how people talk. So,
Yeah.
oh my word, it is Friday Night Lights, but real life and 20 miles from where I grew up. And
Can't wait.
it's too much. Like, you know how I feel, and I think too, working with older teenagers like I do, to see these kids who a lot of them are at this particular junior college that I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I have been past that place, but to see them, they're there usually because they couldn't make it at a Division I school, they left or whatever, they're trying to get their
Okay.
eligibility back. Oh my word, I have not rooted for people like that in a long time.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I can't wait. I'm gonna add that to my list.
You will be all over it. I mean,
Okay.
it's just you're watching a football program over the course of a season. And there are really three or four guys that they sort of highlight, and with this idea of, they're trying to get into D1 somehow, and it is,
Okay.
oh my goodness.
Oh,
The
I'm
language is
excited.
atrocious. The language is terrible. Just
Okay.
so nobody, I
Well,
mean, it's rated MA, just so nobody has any delusions about that.
yeah, that is
But
not a family program.
yeah, but that's why it's rated what it is. It's because of the language.
Okay. Well, you didn't lead me wrong because the last thing you told me about, which also is not a family program, is Barely Famous, which I watched all of. I have seen all of it and I love it so much. I can't even, it's so hilarious.
It's really inappropriate at
It's
times.
so inappropriate. It is so, don't even bother to email me and tell me it's inappropriate because I know it's inappropriate. So don't watch it if you're going to be offended. But if you just want to laugh, it is so, God, so good. Oh, it makes me so happy. So, in fact, I was enjoying it so much that I even had to I upped my Hulu subscription so that I have no commercials.
Do you know that I did the same thing?
It was worth it. I was like, for three extra
For
dollars,
$3 a month? Yes, please.
it's so worth it because then you can watch the whole thing. One of them's only like 15 minutes with no commercials. So I was like, I can breeze through these. I mean, this really is the best use of my time and my finances to pay this extra $3.
It was something else. There was something else I was watching that made me up to the no commercial Hulu. I can't remember what it is, but do you know that I thought the other day, I thought, okay, I have Netflix, I have Hulu,
Yeah.
we have UVerse. It's not like
Yeah, I know. We do
we
too.
have
Yeah.
1,000 channels on
Yeah.
UVerse, and I feel like there's something else that I
Well,
pay for.
I was paying for HBO Go or whatever, and I finally stopped that sucker because I had gotten that because I wanted to watch this Nora Ephron biography that was on HBO, and we don't have HBO.
We don't
And
have
so
HBO either.
I was like, well, I'll just subscribe to HBO Go. And I think you get 1 month free, but I forgot. But I mean, that sucker's $15 a month.
Is it really?
Yes, it's expensive, which you can watch it anywhere. But the thing is HBO Go, they've got it to where I don't know why. And listen, somebody's going to say, no, you're dumb. This is wrong. But I think you can only watch it on if you have Apple TV or your phone or your iPad. So I couldn't get it on my computer. So then I was like, I can't sit and watch it on my computer. And so, anyway, and I had kept it through July 4th because I thought we might watch Band of Brothers as a family.
Right, yes, you
And
mentioned that.
yes,
Yes.
but we never did. And so I was like, well, and now school's about to start, so that's not going to happen. So I was like, I'll just wait and I can always renew my subscription for a month if we ever decide to watch Band of Brothers.
Well, Amazon is the other thing we pay for because we have Amazon Prime, and
Oh
you can
yeah, we do
watch.
too.
So, did I tell you that I finally watched all the seasons of The Newsroom?
No, but yes, you did. Because did you like it? You told me you liked
I
it.
did like it.
See, I think I could get into that too.
I think you would really like it. Here's what I liked about that show is it was really about, I mean, you did, it was about the people for sure, but really just in the context of the newsroom. You didn't get a lot of off camera, I mean, not off camera, but out of studio kind of stuff. Every once in a while you get a little snippet, but it was really just about the dynamics inside that work environment. And there was something about that that was kind of refreshing to me because it didn't feel soap opera-y or, you know what I mean? I don't know. I really liked it. And Jeff Daniels is really good in it.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, Caroline and I have been watching, I mentioned this, we've been watching Alias every night.
Yes.
And I guess it's because I was pregnant and I had a newborn, but I am shocked at like Caroline will be like, "Oh my gosh, what's going to happen?" And I'm like, "I legitimately don't know." Like I don't, it's like I'm watching a new show. So like I remember the characters and I remember various plot points, but I can't remember how they turned out. And so it's
I
been
get that.
so, I love it. Like it's so funny because I really thought, "Oh, I hope I'm not going to get bored watching this again with her because I know how it all ends." But I'm like, "You know what? I don't remember how it all ends. I don't remember."
I wouldn't remember. I mean, I remember the general like big overarching storyline, but like week to week, I couldn't tell you.
No, I mean, like right now we're in this whole thing of, and nobody ruin it for me because I don't want to know, but we're in this whole thing where Sloane, remember he had to get rid of his wife because she found out about SD6, but somebody's trying to extort money from him. I can't remember if she's alive or dead or what happens with that at all. I have no memory of that.
I don't remember that either.
I know. I can't remember how it ends. So it's so all that to say, it's the best new show I've watched in a long time.
No, I want to see it. 'Cause see, I'm same. I was full of pregnancy
And then you're tired. You think we were watching it. We had newborns. Because I laughed because I told Gully, I said, "Well, last night we were watching in Sark." She goes, "I don't remember Sark." And I was
I
like, "How
remember
do you not
Sark.
remember Sark?" I know, because he's
He's
cute.
cute.
But he's memorable. But she doesn't even remember Sark. So I'm like, "See, we had newborns. We were so tired, we don't remember." So I have to say, and it's held its age so well. Like it really does not feel dated.
Well, I may have to rewatch that because
That's.
I'm.
It's good. It's the best new show that I've watched in a long time.
It's the best 13-year-old show
Yeah,
around.
it is. It holds its. And I mean, Caroline has loved it. So it's been a score.
I love that. Okay, I just write that down so I'll remember.
Yeah, Alias. I highly recommend
Is
it.
it on
So
Netflix or is it
it's
on?
on Netflix. Yep,
Okay.
Netflix. So there you go. So just come to here for all your current entertainment options, and we'll tell you.
Let me ask you this, speaking of entertainment, do you feel like I have said this about three times to the point that David and Alex are like, "We know you feel that way." I don't feel like music this summer has delivered in a manner
No.
that I have grown accustomed to in the
No.
summertime.
I agree with that because the only I feel like we started off strong with
Yes,
Justin
we
with
started off strong with
Can't Stop
Justin.
the Feeling, and that really was the one good song of the summer.
I feel like we've got a lot of songs by, and I mean no offense when I say this,
Yes, well.
because I've been so sensitive the last 6 weeks or so, just really thoughtful and sensitive. I feel like we've got a lot of songs by people we will never hear from again.
Yes, I feel like if I don't hear that Lucas Graham 7 years
Oh
song
my
ever
gosh.
again in my whole entire life, it will be a day too soon. I'm so tired of that song, and they play it constantly.
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 And I think he's talented and all that kind of stuff. You know how I felt about Ed Sheeran and the whole
Yes,
that whole
when your
thing.
legs don't work
Like
like they
they used
used
to
to
before, some
before.
worst lyric ever.
Yes.
But I just feel like that the music has been disappointing.
Yeah. I agree with that. I just, yeah, I don't, because I really have not.
We didn't have a big album come out too before summer. We didn't have a Justin Bieber come out right before summer. We didn't have Taylor Swift come out right before summer, or even like One Republic or John Mayer or like nobody, it seems like, Need to Breathe's album came out this summer and it's good, but it's also not getting played on hits,
Yeah,
on
that's it.
Sirius.
Yeah, I know. It is good though. I do like it. That's probably been the best. And I love Hillary Scott's new her gospel
Yes.
album is so good.
I'm gonna
So
tell you something else I love, and on the opposite end of the I don't know, it's not even the opposite end of the spectrum, it's just a different part of the spectrum. Miranda Lambert's new single, have you heard that? The
Oh,
listen,
Vice. Yes.
listen,
Oh, I love that
come
song.
on,
That is a good song.
I'm gonna tell you what, that is some country music, And I know that sucker was born out of some pain and some heartache and all that kind of stuff, but
That's
that
a
is
good
a
song.
country song.
Yeah,
It's
that's a good song.
beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. It is beautiful. I love when she has a song like that, that kind of, because that's like the her other The House That Built Me. Like that song just
Yes.
wrecks me. God, I just yeah, Miranda can sing, that's for sure.
She can. I thought Miranda's sister, I don't know what you've been through, but I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, I
It's
know.
tough.
I know. She got a good song out of it for sure.
I will say we have listened to a lot of 90s music this summer because of the just the absence of a lot of stuff on the radio. I will tell you that I feel like the 90s, those were good days.
Yeah, 90s were good music times.
Those were good days.
See, I've been more, which not that this is a new thing for me, but you know how I love the 70s singer-songwriter. I've had
Yes, I do too.
a lot of that going on this summer. That's kind of been my it's my wind down mix, and I love that.
Well, you know that, but I feel like the 90s were kind of similar in terms of there were a lot of singer-songwriters. You had Sean Colvin, Indigo Girls, you had a lot of that kind of
That's true.
vibe. You know, you had a lot of people who were doing that thing, and I think that's why it's so good. It's why it's held up. It's like 70s.
It's classic. It's classic.
Are any other entertainment thoughts? Any books?
I don't now I have been reading, and I think I mentioned this on the blog. I can't remember if I did or not, but I read, it's by Beatrice Williams, and it was 100 Summers. And somebody had recommended, I mean, people had recommended it when I'd asked for book recommendations, but it was the perfect beach read. It was everything that I've needed in a beach read, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm now reading her next book. Well, I don't know if it's her next book, but another book by her called The Secret Life of Violet Grant. And I am loving that. They're really good.
Okay.
They're just light. I mean, it's nothing life-changing or whatever, but just if you're looking for like something good to read by the pool and like a page turner that isn't going to make you think too much, it's like perfect. So
Okay.
I'm really enjoying those. That's I got those for the beach. And so but I blazed through 100 Summers. The Secret Life of Violet Grant, I've gone a little bit slower on, but it's just because we've had so much going on. And I read it a lot at the beach, but then with the Olympics and Alias, between the Olympics and Alias, I just have not really had time
Yeah, I
to.
think the last time we podcasted, I was reading that Lauren Graham book, and I still am. And
Okay.
but it's just because I've not read much during the day, and at night when I start to read, I just go to sleep. So, but I haven't been doing a lot. I mean, obviously, I watched an entire Netflix series in a day.
Yeah. And there's a lot of like, I feel like Christian nonfiction books that are coming out right now, but I can't,
Yes.
that's not my summer read
Right.
situation. I like, that's more of maybe a fall read situation, not a summer read.
Yeah, I feel like in the f that's true. I mean, which is probably why they're coming out right now, because note to self. People don't want to read Christian nonfiction in the summer. Maybe that's it. Hey, everybody look for Giddy Up Eunice coming out in October.
Yes, for this fall. It's for this fall. It's perfect for your small group, for your Bible study.
So tickled. Oh my goodness. I'm so tickled. Oh, it's funny.
God, well.
Because it might be true.
Well, I do think that there's a certain, I mean, for me at least, I like a fluffy book in the summer.
I know, but what I was gonna say, in all sincerity, is, fall for some reason, I want to start a new Bible study. I want to read a new something. I want to read something encouraging that's gonna kind of. So it makes sense that all these good books would be
Yeah,
coming out in.
it feels like a new beginning. I feel like the school year feels like a new beginning.
Well, and people have time again. A lot of people have time again to sort it in the mornings. Maybe take longer than, 20, 30 minutes. So.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, and I think it's hard. I mean, I think and I only have one child, but I think it's hard when you've got your kids around all summer. You just don't have as much time to, really read and have quiet time and all that stuff.
Right. So, Giddy Up
So,
Eunice coming out in September of
at a
2016.
store near you or Amazon near you.
or an Amazon near you.
Uh-huh.
There are a bunch of good books coming out though, and I either am going to have to do a monster Instagram post or something, because there are a lot of them
of all the books.
Of all the books coming out, there's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, there are. There are.
Okay, so the other thing that I feel like is happening kind of all around me is people sending their kids to college, which probably more of my friends than ever have had kids going to school this year, moving into dorms. And then, of course, all my senior girls from work have moved in. And I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but dorm rooms now are like Architectural Digest compared to what was going on when I was in school.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think back. I mean, I'm like, my first apartment, I had some plastic shelves we bought at Walmart that I put some photo albums on and some picture frames. I mean, there was nothing artistic or decorator friendly about it.
Listen, I was looking at some today that from some girls who went to Mississippi State. And, you know, first of all, everybody elevates their beds so that they can get storage underneath. Mm-hmm. Well, that's genius. You know, but we did that, but like with, what do you call those big cement things?
Oh, cinder blocks.
Yeah, like with cinder blocks. Like, we didn't have the dust ruffles, like, that went all the way to the floor to cover that thing.
Of course not.
But they elevate them up like a foot and a half. I mean, way 2 feet up. Mm-hmm. And then they have coordinating lamps. A lot of girls have futons. They have throw pillows. They have throws.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It looks like $1 million.
I know. Well, we were just in Target getting some school supplies. And I mean, just the dorm, I'm like, see, we didn't have this when we went off to college. Like, just all the coordinated pillows and lamps and storage bins and all the stuff that you could get that, I mean, I'm like, it makes it easier than ever to have a great looking dorm room. Mm-hmm.
They build headboards now. Like, the girls, they build headboards.
I mean, I had like a bulletin board that I think we bought at like Bed Bath & Beyond that I put some pictures up on. And I mean, that was really about the extent of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think my roommate,
yeah, I went potluck with my roommate my first year, and I think she had brought matching twin comforters, so I just ended up using like the matching one so that we matched. And then she did have a giant Swatch watch that we hung on our dorm room wall.
Ooh.
I know. It was very fancy.
What color was it?
It's pink and green. It matched our bedspreads. It was pink and green. And and people bring in like their own mattresses to dorms now, which I don't blame them, because I'm like, I think mine had that plastic like.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. It did. Yeah, it did.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I could not live like that now.
Hey, speaking of. But just this made me think of it for some reason. So last night, I was looking for some new running shoes. I think I texted you to see what you're wearing.
Yeah.
And there, of course, I'm not running. I'm just walking.
Yeah, but you still need good shoes.
Don't get alarmed, anybody. So that's a whole thing now.
There's so many running shoe options. It's overwhelming.
And there's so many opinions.
And there's so many colors, and then there's so many styles, and it's overwhelming. I bought a pair in the spring, and I still am not sure that I made the right choice.
Well, how could you ever be? There's because here's what I normally do. I normally go in to like a Academy or something like that. Mm-hmm. I look around, I try on like 2 pair, and then I pick the one that I like the best.
Yeah,
I know, because of my foot, I'm usually going to get a Saucony, a New Balance, or a Brooks. Mm-hmm. Because that's what fits my foot the best. I can't do Nike, all you narrow-footed people. And my arch is too high for them. So, okay. But I've never shopped online for shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing kind of that this next week was going to be really busy, I thought I'm just going to look and see and just order some. Because I kind of know what I like and what I need. Oh, my word. It was a 4-hour process.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole, I know. Did you end up ordering any?
I did. I ordered some Sauconys.
Okay.
That I was going to just order. Right now I have some Brooks. They're called the Ghost, because, you know, they all have names now.
Oh, yeah.
Which, anyway, it's like buying a car. But I had these Brooks Ghost shoes that I love. They're just old. And so I was going to get the next year version of the Ghost. Well, no, that was a terrible mistake, according to everybody online. It was a horrible mistake. They redesigned them and they don't. So then that's what started me down this whole thing. I just wanted to find something like these Brooks. And so anyway, but yeah, I ordered some Sauconys and we'll see.
Okay. Well, I nearly got sucked into ordering because Princess Kate had on some Adidas at at some event. I don't know, a sailboat race. It was a regatta.
Were they the white ones?
No, they were like black and turquoise, I think.
Oh, I didn't see those.
But they were really cute. And of course, then I felt like maybe that's what I needed, were some shoes like Princess Kate, because I was like, what can I wear to all the regattas I go to?
That's right.
You know?
Right.
And so I thought maybe I need to get some like this. But then when I looked them up, it had mixed reviews. And then I just was like, I've got to stop. This is ridiculous. I don't need these shoes just because I have a perfectly good pair of tennis shoes. Although I have really seriously considered that I'm going to start maybe running again when school starts. So maybe I do need some better shoes. I don't know.
Okay. I laughed just then silently.
Yes, because I'm going to start running again. I've taken a six-year hiatus, but I think it's...
No, because I just... What prompted it is really what I want to know. Because, you know, besides your fit, like, whatever little fitness kick you get on, when you... Because you'll buy into something hard.
Yeah, for a little bit.
For a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always like to know what prompts it. Because there's always a process.
Oh, I think it's safe to say it's the Olympics. I think it's safe to say that I have bought into the Olympic hype, and so I've decided I need to be more fit. That if these athletes can train for 16 hours in a pool a day, that certainly maybe I can go walk around my block 10 times.
Sure. Okay.
You know, or go back to Smart Bar or whatever. So I feel like I'm going to get on. And honestly, too, okay, so this is true, I feel like with Caroline, she's having to push herself so hard in soccer now. Like, it really has stepped up to the next level. And so I have felt like, well, and you're going to laugh. So twofold. Number one, I had felt like if she can work that hard, then I can do something to stay in shape. And I do think that we're at that age that if you don't move, you're going to like 60 and not be able to stand up straight.
Yeah, you got to do something. Yeah.
So I feel like you've got to do something, because if nothing else, I don't want to be like not able to walk to my car when I'm however old. So I feel like that was part of it. But then this friend of mine was telling me, whose daughter is playing college soccer, she said that they were talking about how these college coaches start recruiting these girls, you know, they start looking at them so early. And she was asking one of the coaches, she goes, how do you even know, though, like what a 15 or 16 year old girl? And they were like, honestly, we look to see kind of what their moms look like.
Stop it.
And I was like, well, that stresses me out. So I feel like, and I mean, and not that they're expecting me to be some elite soccer star, but I thought, well, there's a lot of levels of, I thought, you know, I need to keep myself in good shape.
Okay.
So that is where I am. So, and I don't know that Caroline even wants to play college soccer, but it was just that thing of, I think it's that if we're going to ask her to be in that kind of shape and she's going to work that hard, then I can go do something.
Yeah. No, I get, yeah, you know, I get that for sure.
So that's that. Plus, I know me, and like last year, I was really bad about working out because I was working on that book all last year, and I think it took a toll on me. Like, I feel better, I sleep better, my stress level is lower. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know that, and it's just a matter of me getting started, you know. Because once I get started, I'll stay pretty dedicated for a while. But I've got to do something.
Well, I went walking before we started recording this, which, you know, part of the walking thing for me right now is that I have to because of my foot.
Yes.
It's the doctor said I have to.
Yes, but don't you feel better?
I do. I always do. You know, and I think before I was writing books, I was in a really good, I would walk the golf course, you know, by our house.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then, I don't know, with between work and writing, I was just, I don't know, time and... I already get up at 5:15. I'm always like, you know, what do I have to do? Get up at 4:30? Well,
yes,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But all that to say, so because of my foot, I have to walk every day. It's the only thing I can do really I have to get blood flowing because of where the break is, and that's a whole thing. And so, but it's been good. But right when I was leaving, I had slowed down the treadmill, you know, just to kind of try to stretch a little bit before I left. And this guy who was probably like 22 comes in, and I know he looked and saw like she's got that treadmill on like 2.2, because she
yes.
he cranks that sucker up to 9 and just starts to sprint.
Well, good for him. Good for
it's
him.
good to be young.
Yes, I mean that's it. And I think that I finally, I think the other thing too that is going to help me is, as much as I hate it, is we had gotten to where, because of what time Caroline had to go to school, Perry got up and took her to school every morning. So it was super easy because I could just stay in my pajamas, which I always loved doing because I didn't have to get up and be anywhere. Well, she doesn't start school till 8:45 this year, which
Really?
means, yes, so they're going 8:45 to 4 are their new hours. And so, but that means he's gonna, I mean, he can't take her to school because he's got to be on most job sites. I mean, it'll be rare that he usually has to be on a job site by 8 in the morning. So she's not going to go to school 45 minutes early. So I'll have to get up. So my thought is if I can get myself going, I will drop her off at school and then go straight to Smart Bar.
Okay, so you're going to do smart bar and run?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm going to do both.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think I'll do a lot of running. I think I'll do some walking slash running because
Yeah.
they also say too that the older that's not necessarily good for you.
Right, yeah.
But I need to do a little bit of cardio something. So,
Okay.
and I would do cycle and Smart Bar, but then you have to pay for two different memberships places.
True.
There's
That's
not one place
yes.
that does that. And so I'm like, then that gets a little pricey. So that's anyway, so that's my plan. I have big plans right now.
So
So
are you gonna need new shoes?
well, of course,
Okay.
yes. I need new shoes. I'm probably going to need a lot of new workout wear, but I'm not letting myself go buy any workout wear until I actually start doing it. Because I have,
Okay.
so I'm like, I've got, that'll be my reward after like a month of being good.
Get you some cute things.
Yeah, get me some cute workout clothes. But I've already done, see, I can tell I'm starting to get into my fall, my fall self is my best self because
Right.
I even bought my sparkling water at the store yesterday because I'm transitioning from like my whatever drink every night into my mocktail. So I'll just do sparkling water with lime.
Okay, like just like a plain sparkling water.
Yeah. With lime. That's
Okay.
what I've decided I like the best. So I'm trying to, I'm making good, I'm trying to make good choices is what I'm
Are you going to
saying.
get back on the kale kick again?
No, I can't do that.
Okay.
No, I gotta draw a line. I can't.
I think that's fair.
I got to draw a line. I can't. It's too much to ask for one person.
I
So,
draw the line at kale.
yeah, I
That can be your
can't.
next book.
Yeah, I draw the line at kale. I can't. I will try to eat healthier, but I cannot do kale.
I think I told you a couple of weeks ago, I'm having a lot of trouble thinking of things to cook.
Oh, I think cooking is the worst. I mean, I can't even. I can't come up. And summer's the worst too because you can't just make a soup or a casserole.
Oh, it's terrible.
It is. It's hot, and you got to heat the oven up. Was waiting for you to say something else. And
The end. It's hot. You got to heat the oven up.
it's hot. You got to heat
The
the oven up. It's terrible. It's terrible.
end. It is.
No, I think we've had, well, we were fishing last week. Last week when we were on vacation, we went flounder gigging. Have you ever been flounder gigging?
Of course not.
Well, we went flounder gigging. Do you know what that is? Can I
I
explain it
have
to
no
you?
idea what it is. I would
Well,
love to be educated, though.
so you get on a boat. So we had a guide. So Perry found us a flounder gigging guide, which is such a thing. And so you get on like a flat bottom boat and they take you out at night. So we didn't go out until like 8:30 at night.
What do you mean a flat-bottomed boat?
Well, it's like just a flat, like the boat. It's not like one of those big boats with like the curved bottom. It's flat, so you can go real shallow.
Oh, okay. All
So,
boats aren't flat. That's my
no.
first lesson. Okay.
Yes, all boats are not flat. So
Okay.
it's and then it's got these lights that go down. So then it's got railing across the front, and then it's got lights that go down, and then you get in the shallows and flounder bed themselves down flat in the sand,
Okay.
like sandy bottoms, and then you have these gigs, which are these big, like pitchforks, like a smaller
Stop,
version of a
stop,
pitchfork,
stop.
and
Seriously?
you spear
You're stabbing? You didn't
Yeah.
go flounder gigging. You went fish stabbing. You went fish stabbing.
Yes, that's exactly it. And so you flounder gig,
You
and
fish stab.
yeah, you fish stab, but it's fascinating because you're out on the boat at night, and so you're seeing all this. I mean, you wouldn't believe the crabs, the alligator gulls,
Oh.
the stuff. There's stuff
Oh,
everywhere.
you know, me and my textures, I'd be in
Yes.
heaven.
Oh, yeah. And there's all kind of, the flounder beds are down in the deal. But then, I know, but then you would see like there was some cool light because then the mullet like jump up out of the water and they're real silvery. And so then with the lights on them, it looked like stars sparkling on the water. Like, so there was some cool stuff. But I will say that Perry, the girls were super excited about going flounder gigging. I was probably less so, but I wanted to go. And Perry said, here's the deal. He said, you usually get your limit of flounder within like 45 minutes to an hour.
How many can you gig and or
You can
stab?
get five per person, so we could
Okay.
get 20.
Do you have to be quick? I would think you have to be
Oh,
quick
you
because
have to be
they
so quick, yeah.
feel you coming and they move.
But they really don't feel you coming. It's the weirdest thing because they're like they're just, I don't know what, I can't explain it. So it's they're but they're so sometimes they're quick. But anyway, we were doing this, but it was supposed to be like an hour and a half, 2 hours. So I was like, great. And so here's what I even said. When we were leaving the condo at like 7:15, I was like, I really want a mojito now, but I'm just going to wait till we get home to have one because, of course, I wanted to be alert, aware, and ready for the flounder
Well,
gigging.
if you've got a pitchfork, I think that's wise.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm going to wait. I mean, this thing, I can't even tell you. It was like I was Gilligan. It was like I thought I was going out for a 3 hour tour and I was shipwrecked for days. We did not get back to the condo until 2:15 in the morning.
What?
It was
Why?
5 hours of flounder gigging, because the tide was real shallow, and so it was taking a long time for the fish to settle, and so it was real tough conditions.
Okay,
So,
let me just say I just googled flounder gigging and
yeah.
I said they get on the bottom of the what do you call that? The water, the gulf,
Yeah,
the okay.
the bay.
The bay. Is it 'cause are they a bay fish?
Yeah, they're a bay fish.
Okay, thank you. See, you know who you're dealing with here.
I know, but they're about fish.
So they do that, I'm guessing, so they blend in.
Yeah, they totally blended. I mean, like you can't even like it was the weirdest thing to me because like you couldn't even see them, and all of a sudden the guy would be like, "There one is," and I'd be like, "I'm staring right where you're looking, and I don't even see them."
Okay, now we'll have to link to some pictures. But I totally see like it just looks like sand, 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 and then you see the outline of a fish. Because they're just
That's what.
trying to rest.
Yeah, they're just trying to get some sleep, and so. The end. So, but it really is. I mean, the girls had a great time and it was fun. I would have had a great time. I got a little tired towards the end. I did not actually flounder gig. I just went along for the ride.
So okay, I'm looking at some pictures of some people who have been flounder gigging. I think the flounder is such a pretty fish.
It is a pretty fish. They are, and I will tell you that they are tasty. They are a
A
flounder.
flounder, it is a tasty fish. I
It's
love
a
flounder.
delicious fish. So all that to say, so this brings us back around to we had fried flounder last night. We're having ceviche tonight with our flounder. So we've got a lot of fish, is what I'm saying.
That's
That was
helpful.
bringing this up. And that's an easy because I'm like ceviche does not feel. That's an easy thing to cook, and it's light and it's easy, and so we've been eating a lot of fish.
Well, I have never in my whole life heard of flounder gigging.
And you can also gig a sheep's head. There's like three different fish that you're allowed to gig: a flounder, a sheep's head, and like a black drum. Yeah, so there you have it. But we had never done it, but the girls thought it was great. And it is, being out on the boat at night is really cool.
I
It's
would
a little
enjoy that
eerie
part. Yeah.
because you're like, wow, but you can see every star in the sky. It's dark. You can see all these fish and creatures. I mean, we saw so many stingrays, you wouldn't even believe
Oh,
it.
wow.
So it was kind of fascinating to see all the wildlife. Because it's just stuff that you think you're in those waters all the time, but you don't see all that stuff.
I know, which you know how I feel. It's like when I watch any kind of documentary about ocean life, I start to feel like I can't breathe because that there's just so much going on underneath there. You know what I mean? There's
I
just
know. Yeah,
oh.
well, the whole time we were at the beach this past week, it was like you could see the water was kind of dirty water, like there was a cross current. So there was kind of dirty water up to like the third set of waves. And then at the third set of waves, it got so green and blue, like out that way. But then there was a line of pelicans that were just dive bombing. And Perry said, there's some big stuff swimming out there on that third set of breaking waves for all those pelicans to be
See,
out
I would
there.
like to be at the beach with Perry Shankle just to hear somebody say third set of breaking waves.
Yes, that's.
Because I'll tell you what I've never done is pay attention to the tide. Like it rolls in and it
Yeah.
goes out. That's all I know about it. I've never paid attention to the patterns of the tide.
Oh yeah, we know. We know about the third set of breaking waves. We know all that stuff. So,
Fascinating.
yeah, you get a whole, so we caught crabs, we had flounder, so we have the full beach experience. It's like going with Marlon Perkins.
Well, clearly. I mean, as much as I've been to the beach, I did not know that you could gig a flounder. But now, I mean, that I
Can.
know, I'll be aware.
Well, and apparently our guide told us he also takes out Tommy Lee Jones flounder gigging. That's one of his customers.
Really?
Tommy Lee. So he was not there that night. We didn't see him, but yeah, apparently he likes to go flounder gigging.
Okay. See,
So.
I don't feel like I hear about that as much. I don't know. People go deep sea fishing a lot, I feel like.
Yeah, and they do here. I think the difference is I don't hear, Perry does not care for deep sea fishing. And I went that one time and will never go again ever on any kind of a boat out to the ocean ever again. I don't care where you're taking me or how nice you say it's going to be. I do not want to go. No, thank you.
Got a little sick.
There is not enough Dramamine, and I don't care. I don't want to wear bands. I don't want to take ginger. I don't want to glue something to my head. I don't
Right.
want to go. There's nothing I want to see or experience that bad.
Right.
I'll take a plane to an island. That's it. So,
Not that you have any feelings on that subject at all.
no, I don't feel strongly, but that's the sickest I've ever been. I can't even, I'll never do it again.
Okay, so to jump to a completely different topic,
Okay,
is there
yes.
anything that we need to be on the lookout with fall fashion? Anything you see coming that we need to know about?
I think the flare jeans. Or I think they're continuing to make their reemergence into society, which I'm so happy about. I think burgundy, which is great for us, burgundy and
Yes.
maroon is going to be a big color again this fall. So I think that's a score for all you Texas A&M Mississippi State fans.
I ordered Alex a pair of maroon pants
All
yesterday. I mean,
right.
just that was just one of the regular old offerings for guys this
Okay.
year.
Yeah, it's maroon's a big color this year. So, but really, I mean, other than that, I haven't seen anything. I have to say, I have not seen anything that I'm like bowled over by. Like even the Nordstrom sale, I felt was like, yeah. Like there were some good basics, but I didn't feel like there was like a piece that I was like, oh man, I really want that.
I didn't buy one thing.
You didn't?
And I looked 3 or 4 times. I feel like I tried to think through what I needed and all that kind of stuff. One thing I know I will buy, I got those booties from Anthropologie this past or last year. Those seashells, I think they're called booties. I will get another pair of those. They're the best ones I've ever had. And they're a flatter one. So they were real good at like just for day to day, we just have really probably like a 1.5 inch heel, and I love them. So there were no shoes that I wanted really. I was kind of like you. I kind of wanted to stock up on workout stuff, but I didn't really know what I wanted, and so I don't know. I didn't buy one thing.
Okay. I bought some Zella. I love the Zella leggings.
I
And so
know. I think about that every time I look at them.
I bought a short black pair of those and a long black pair of those. I really like those. So I bought those. I tried those. I think Schaefer had mentioned these Nitori underwear, and I've been in an underwear thing, and I bought those, but they're pricey, and I got them, and I've tried one pair, and they're fine, but I was like, I like my Hanes from Target better, so I like my pack of Hanes, so I'm taking those back, and then I tried to order Perry a bunch of shorts. He didn't like any of them, so those all went back. I did order myself that Barefoot Dreams robe, like the full robe, and it is dreamy. I mean, like I've only had it on once or twice because it's so hot right now, but like I will live in that this winter. So I was super excited about that. But I didn't buy any shoes because I don't need any. I mean, I have booties that I had from last year that I still like, and
And you feel like we're all still good with the booties for this fall and
I
winter.
feel like the booties are, I mean, I guess they're here to stay. I mean, I really didn't think they would hang on this long. I don't care for the booty like I do a tall boot, but people love the booties. So, rock on with the booties. So,
By the way, I saw your Insta. We hadn't talked about it, but I saw your Instagram of the boots you got from Junk Gypsy.
Oh, listen, those
Oh,
boots. I can't even, like, I would be
oh.
wearing them right now. They are the best. I mean, they really are. And they sent me that pair. And, like, I can't even tell you how much I love them. Like, I can't, well, I'll live in them. I can't wait to wear them. They are really,
Do they
like,
zip? Do they pull on? What do they do?
they pull on.
Oh, well, then that we're out.
They pull on. I think, now I'm, as I say that, there may be like a little zipper down by the foot.
Okay, my stupid arch.
But they are some kind of good. Like, I really have to say, as much as I have loved my Fry boots, and I do love my Fry boots, and I'll continue to wear them, but these Junk Gypsy boots, I mean, y'all, if you're looking for a good pair of boots, and I'm not just saying that, they really are. Like, they smell divine. They're so comfortable. Like, I love them.
Well, I mean, I really, when I stopped, I was just looking through Instagram and I stopped and I really thought, I was like, oh, those are good. Those are good looking.
Yeah, they are, and they're made just really well. Like, they're just really good boots.
We'll put a
So,
link up to those too so you can
yeah,
see them
because they're
if you're
good, and they've
interested.
got, yeah, they've got some really good, and then they have a booty version that are really cute.
Oh, they
Like,
do.
yes, they have some booties. You need to go look on their website. Their booties and their,
I'm on my way.
and their fringe, they're called the Spitfire, and they come in like turquoise and brown and a hot pink and I think a red. But like just the brown with the fringe. Like if I did not
Cute.
already have booties or needed another pair, those would be the pair I would get.
Oh, those are so cute.
Aren't they cute?
Oh my.
So, and you know how I feel like a good pair of boots is like a good pair of jeans. Like I feel like it's worth the money because you'll have them forever.
Well, those I will say I feel that. I mean, I can't do the tall boots because of my arch and that whole thing, not to mention my calves. But
Yeah, but
I just don't like it, that something being up on my leg like that. But I do love a good pair of booties.
But those are, how cute are those Spitfire? I mean, those are some
They're
kind of cute.
real, real cute.
I know. Now I'm looking at them all over again, feeling like maybe I need those too, but I need to stop. So yeah, I do love their boots. So that's
So nothing, but nothing
But
major
nothing,
new.
I no, and I really haven't seen, and I think I'm in a weird thing for fall where I'm like, I think I've finally accepted, like right now, I don't really need, and I haven't gotten down my fall clothes, and I'm really trying to wait until I'm like, when the weather cools off, then I'll think about what I might want, you know? But right now, and I haven't, it's been pretty easy because there has not been anything I've seen that I've just like gone crazy for.
Yeah, I will say same. I haven't seen anything that was even a temptation, really.
No, because I feel like even Anthropologie so far, and I'm sure that'll change, but they usually get in some jacket or some sweater or something that I just love. And like so far, I have not seen anything
Okay.
that I've been like, I've got to have it. So
Stay tuned.
I know, stay tuned for that. And then I did see though, you know, that did you watch Real Housewives of New York, this most recent one? Have you seen the new one?
Who are you talking to?
Well, I know, but we've had a lot going on, so I didn't know if you'd seen it or
Was this
not.
most recent one when they were on the boat?
Yes, when they got off the boat, but then Bethany had on that cover up,
Yes.
that caftan
Yes, it
thing
was
she had on.
Darwin.
Well,
Yes.
that's that brand. Do you remember me telling you, Hemant and Nandita? That was the tunic that I loved at
Yes.
Anthropologie, and I recognized it because I've since stalked their Facebook page and whatever, so I knew immediately when I saw it what that was. And I do now, I adore that. I would never, it's so expensive, but it's super cute.
I remember when you told me about that. I remember looking, I think on Nordstrom was one
Yeah.
of, and
Well,
seeing.
Neiman sells some of their stuff. A couple of
Okay.
different places sell it. Like Neiman sells some of
Maybe
it.
I
And
looked
then,
on
like,
Neiman's, but yes,
on,
it's great looking.
yeah, Shop Bop. But it's all that super, it reminds me of what, like, Princess Kate wore in India. Like, it's all those really pretty, like, Indian fabrics and bright colors and all that stuff. So, but I was like, see, if I had a house in the Hamptons, I would also get that long cover up because that would be the perfect place to wear it. But that's a little much for Port Aransas.
Well, but and you'll have your Barefoot Dreams robe in the
Yeah,
winter for your
that's right.
Hamptons home.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, but that's, I really have not, but so all that to say, I have not really seen anything that I am in love with.
Okay.
I know. And I haven't tried any new beauty products, so
I
I don't,
haven't either.
yeah, so I'm real on that, but it's summer. It's like I'm just not, I just, there's nothing I really am looking for, right? You know, I mean, I just, once fall comes, I'll get more on that train.
I'm with you, sister.
Yeah, so that's
I'll
it.
maybe put some makeup on again. That will be a real step out for me, I
I
feel
know.
like.
Well, church on Sunday, we had gone to dinner with my parents on Saturday night for Caroline's birthday because they weren't with her at the beach. And like, so I showered and I curled my hair and then I slept on it. And the next morning I went to church with my hair down and curled. And everybody was like, "Oh my gosh, your hair looks so nice." And I thought, well, that's because it's the first time y'all haven't seen me in a bun or a ponytail in 3 months. Like,
I know, it's just, it's hard to have the wheel. I mean, it really, it's hard to find the wheel for it.
Well, and just why? There's no point. It's like it's so hot. There's just not much of a point.
Hey, Hazel's upset about something. I don't know if you just
She
heard that.
is. Why is she so upset?
Listen, here's what she does. When I'm by myself at the house, as I am right now, she goes in between our room and the guest room across the hall because you can see up the driveway from if she sits there. And that's her guard post.
Okay, where she's watching. I
So
know.
either somebody is cutting through our yard to go back to the little pond or something, but
Okay. She's on the
UPS is
case.
here, she's on the case.
I know. Perry took our girls are at the ranch today, so it's been quiet around here today.
Oh, I bet they will love that.
They needed it. Well, you know, they were at doggy daycare all last
And
week.
how they do, how the girls
You know, we
do.
take them to the vet now, which isn't often,
Yes.
but it's the only place they won't get kicked out of. So I don't know that they did great. I don't think Mabel ate the entire time that she was
Hey,
there.
Hazel didn't eat the whole time. She ate just a little bit, but she didn't eat much at all a couple of weekends ago when we left her at the vet when we went to Nashville. She went on a hunger strike.
Okay, yeah, it was that's and Mabel was a little like that. And then when the day they got home, they slept and slept and slept. Like, so I don't know if they had been depressed or if they hadn't really slept. But they're, you know, no worse for the wear. They're fine. But and nobody said they're not welcome to come back. So I'm going to consider that a victory.
That's a plus.
Yeah, so it's the best you can hope for. So that's that. Okay,
Well, I guess
well.
that's it for this time.
I know. Well, I hope y'all enjoy the new music. I can't wait to hear it.
No, listen, it'll be a treat for all.
I know. I'm excited. I'm excited. So, okay. Well, I guess we'll. This is our last summer edition because you're back to work.
I am back to work. What about that?
I know. I know. And
How
we're
about
not far
that?
to follow. So, y'all enjoy because there probably won't be another one of these till after Labor Day. Some. Or Thanksgiving.
Was gonna say, we'll see you this winter.
Exactly. Merry Christmas. Y'all have a good one.
Okay, bye everybody.
Bye, everybody.